أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. إن الذين يؤذون الله ورسوله لعنهم الله في الدنيا والآخرة وأعد لهم عذابا مهينا. والذين يؤذون المؤمنين والمؤمنات بغير ما اكتسبوا فقد احتملوا بهتانا وإثما مبينا. صدق الله العظيم. As we have repeatedly understood from the very beginning of the surah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had been speaking about the nobility of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the high esteem which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala held for Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's non-tolerance with regards to anyone that imposes any form of difficulty upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ayats before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoke about various unique features of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Ummah's etiquette, Sahaba's etiquette towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the law of hijab and parda, and that will continue after these ayat also. And here in between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His extreme love, His extreme fondness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows the lofty rank of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. When we look through all the ahkam, all the laws of Shariat, whether it is that of Salat, Namaz, or whether it is that of our fasting, our Sawm, our Zakat, or whether it is of making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever the command of Allah be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the command, but never in these deeds did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say that He is carrying out these deeds Himself. Secondly, we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made ikram, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala honored Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam in the past. And if we take one example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam's creation. And in the creation of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the angels that were commanded to make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, but that was only the angels and that stopped there. Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam, when he would make tilawat of the kitab of Allah, the Zabur, then the mountains and the birds would all remain still and subservient to Hazrat Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam, but that was the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to speak, and Allah ta'ala wants to describe to us, and Allah wants to reveal to us the greatness of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allaha, certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself, wa malaikatahu, and the malaika, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yusalluna ala nabi, they send salawat upon Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ayat in itself also, on the one hand, the word inna shows a great deal of emphasis. Yusalluna shows continuity. In other words, this is a continuous deed of Allah and the angels. Now this shows that great lofty rank that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had enjoyed in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you and I and all of us as an ummah to also send salawat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima, that O you who have brought iman, you also send salawat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and send and make salam to Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has used the word salawat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used it for Himself. Allah has used it for the angels. And Allah has commanded us also to do so. So there is obviously a different rank of salawat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the one hand, it is mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends upon Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the other hand, it is the excellence that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The angels, they make dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this ummah beseeches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to create a loftier rank for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we speak about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's excellence upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will find in every aspect Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah had granted him the best over and above all the other anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. When we look at the deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that every other Nabi, his teachings lasted till another Nabi had come. One Nabi came, that Nabi thought whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded him to teach, and then his deen, his teachings had come to an end, and then the next Nabi had taken over. But when we look at our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent him as the last Nabi, until the day of Qiyamah, the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continue, and in most instances in pristine purity. Exactly how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this deen, that is how the deen of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is practiced. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protected this deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Secondly, we will find that the kitabs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down to the other anbiya alayhim salatu was salam, those kitabs in many, many ways have been diluted, they have been changed, obliterated, additions have been made, subtractions have been made. But when we look at this kitab that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala granted to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his absolute form, the way it was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and together with that, protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, leave the words of the Quran, even the meaning of the Quran Kareem. So that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's attachment with our Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those are the mercies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by way of his deen. Then if you look at it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had elevated the mention of the name of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We hear the adhan 5 times a day. 5 times a day, the name of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is attached to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say the shahadat, the name of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is attached to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that adhan, if you look at it globally, that every minute of the day, there is an adhan that is taking place somewhere. There is somebody that's saying the shahadat. There is somebody that's making a khutbah. And the name of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is attached to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then of course, if we go to the akhirat, we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen only one being that will be able to intercede in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the shafa'ah and the intercession will begin. And that one being is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is only one being that will be given the maqam-e mahmood, that maqam, that station which is praiseworthy, upon which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be in sajda, and he will praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with words. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will at that time reveal to him, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede on behalf of this ummah. He will be that only one being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, irfa rasak, sal tu'ta, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lift your head and ask, and whatever you ask, you will be granted. So in these very many ways, and very briefly actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his salawat upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been, is being, and will continue. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also given you and I the sharf and the honor that now this deed that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala carries out, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has also allowed us to send salawat upon Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah we'll continue. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.